the Neutron and its project. And this is the proposal for extension of the team and the project, several projects, in fact. And we'll start with the project Tangra by Yuri Kopacz.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, dear PAC members, dear colleagues. So I will report on the Tangra project, which stands for Tank, Neutrons and Gamma Rays. This is a full title of the project. It's realized within the team 1128, investigations of neutron nuclear interactions and properties of the neutron at the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. And I should say that our deputy, Vyacheslav Bystritsky, died, unfortunately, beginning of this year, actually during the preparation of this report, so we are without deputy at the moment. Tangra, so I will give a report during of the project realization during 2017-2019. We have four laboratories of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research participating in the project, and several Russian and foreign institutes originally members of the project, also some new project members, as you see here. So our project is quite international. First, I will just give a short reminder or introduction about TAG neutron method, what it is. So it, we use this DT reaction, actually a small compact neutron generator called INC-27, which is produced by Russian Institute, VNIAR. It consists of, so the main part of this generator is a tritium target and a small deuterium neutron accelerator, which accelerates neutrons to energies of about 100 keV. So it produces, by this reaction, it produces alpha particles and neutrons, which are emitted almost 180 degrees to each other. So by measuring, using position-sensitive alpha detector, by measuring alpha particles, we can know the direction of emission and the time of emission of each single neutron. The neutrons then we use are used to irradiate some samples, and they are the nuclei in the sample are excited, emitted gamma rays, and we detect them in coincidence with these alpha particles. So this is the essence of the TAG neutron method. So I will report about main results obtained during this period. Created a facility, we call it Tangra facility, which the main constituents of this facility are the INC-27 neutron generator, so generator of TAG neutrons, and we have two different versions of the facility, either using 22 sodium iodide detectors or 18 BGO detectors. Gamma detectors. We determined physical characteristics of the gamma detectors. We determined the position of the tritium target inside the neutron generator and the parameters of TAG neutron beams, which is also was important. Then we determined the gamma ray detector response function for both types of the detectors that we used, our main types of the detectors. And eventually we measured the angular anisotropy of gamma ray emission for a large number of nuclei. We are still in the process of analysis of this data. We also developed some model for calculation of angular anisotropy of gamma ray emission. And we started some new task measuring gamma spectra from inelastic scattering or different reactions using high purity germanium detector. So I will go shortly through this results. So we created, as I said, two types of experimental setup. One uses 22 sodium iodide detectors. They are surrounding the sample, which is at quite large distance from the neutron generator, and the detectors are shielded by physical shielding, by iron shielding. They are shielded from the direct neutrons from coming from the neutron generator. And second type of the setup, we used BGO detectors, which are more efficient than sodium iodide detectors, especially for high energy gamma rays. And here we used electronic shielding. So the target is placed at a very close distance to the neutron generator, and by this we could use practically all or large number of TAC neutron beams. So in this setup we could use only one central TAC neutron beam. Here we can use many neutron beams by can increase the intensity or the total flux of the neutrons on the sample, and the detectors are placed at a somewhat larger distance than this configuration, and we use so-called electronic shielding, so we actually reject unwanted events which hit directly the detectors from the neutron generator. We reject them by the time of flight method, by coincidence with alpha particles. So we also developed some data acquisition system. So originally we used this IDCM 32-channel IFE electronic-based digitizer. With these parameters, now we developed a new type of data acquisition system which is superior to this one. It has higher sampling rate. It's more flexible at its uses. USB-C connection, so we can use it with any computer, and it's it has a higher count rate capability, and it can be used with high resolution germanium detectors. The older one could not be used with this type of detectors. We determined the parameters of our of the INC27 neutron generator, actually parameters of neutron beams. So as a matter of fact, even though we know the construction of the neutron generator, we know how many alpha pixels are inside of the position-sensitive alpha detector, but we do not know exact dimensions, characteristics of the tagged neutron beams, because these characteristics depend not only on the alpha detectors construction, but also on the properties of the tritium target, which we don't know. On the thickness of the target and so on. There are some scattering of neutrons inside of alpha particles, mainly inside the target and so on. So we also designed some position-sensitive fast neutron detectors, detector based on a silicon position-sensitive detector, pixel detector, the same type actually as is placed inside the neutron generator. And by using this detector, we could measure the directions and characteristics of tagged beam, as you see here, so for different setups, so we could determine the parameters of the neutron beam as the position of the target, and here we see they are described by some Gaussian distributions which could be used then in the analysis of our data. We determined also the gamma ray detector response function. You can see the details of this work in the poster session by Dmitry Grozdanov. So we used some giant 4 simulations for simulating different components of the response function. We compared it with experimental calibration measurements, and this gamma ray response function also can be used for the data analysis eventually. We developed some quite complicated data analysis procedures, or it's not so simple as it turned out to measure gamma ray angular anisotropy, because of course it depends. You need to perform a lot of solid angle corrections for gamma ray absorption inside the target, and so on. You have to optimize the dimensions of the targets to minimize this absorption. So all this was done also using mainly GIANT-4 simulation. And eventually, using all these results that I reported, the measuring the properties and developing the data analysis procedure, we measured and analyzed angular distribution of gamma rays for this large number of targets, as I said. Here I show just two examples, so they really look quite differently for different energies and different targets. And I should say, of course, that the data are in the process of analysis, and for some elements we plan further measurements, and we plan to extend also this list of elements. We also developed some model for calculations of angular anisotropy, which was also which was reported at this conference and was in the master thesis of our student. It's based on the compound nucleus framework, and here you see that some comparison of calculated curve with experimental data. But I should say that these calculations are not complete, because not in all cases we get good agreement. This I will show later in our plans. So we also performed first test measurements with high resolution, high purity germanium detectors and tag Newton method. So this, as we realized, such measurements can give a huge advantage in the procedure of determination of elemental composition of different samples. So I should say that even with low resolution, with quite bad resolution, BGO or sodium iodide detectors, it is possible to some extent to determine elemental composition of different substances of ores, for example, or you will see later we could determine contents of diamonds in kimberlite ores and so on. But using high purity germanium detector, one can get a tremendous advantage by using its high resolution to determine the characteristic gamma lines of each element much more precisely. So as I said, this was the first test measurement. This detector was borrowed from another group. We don't have such detector, but we see some good perspectives of these types of experiments. So we are planning to purchase these types of detectors. We have published quite some papers during this, actually 2 years, so 9 publications plus conference reports. I think we are quite successful also in the educational program. I believe that at least in our detector, we are probably the most popular group for the students. During the whole period of project realization, we had 2 PhD theses prepared and defended. We have 11 master and bachelor theses defended. 4 PhD theses are currently being prepared. And we had, I didn't count, but definitely more than 20 students from the summer student program participating in our experiments. And our group is very international, so among our PhD students, 2 of them have already defended and the others not, all from different countries, as you see here. So, coming to the plans for the next 3 years, we actually want to continue our present activity, but also include some new types of experiments, which we planned also some time ago. So, we want to continue this activity, which I showed at the last slide of the results, measure characteristic gamma spectra for various elements using high purity germanium detector. Based on this measurement, we want to create a prototype of a setup for elemental analysis using tag Newton method and high resolution detectors. Then we want to switch to different types of experiments to measure N2N and NN prime reactions, not only gamma rays, anisotropy of gamma lines, but also this different types of reactions. For those, we need neutron detectors. Of course, we want to continue measurements, as I said, of gamma ray angular correlations. We want to continue a development of theoretical model, which doesn't work perfectly yet. We want to develop further technique for searching of diamonds in kimberlite ores. For that, we believe that we need to develop, actually not we, but our partners from NIA need to develop 10,024 pixel Newton generator, which is more pixels, and also studies of Martian soil oil. Just a few words about these types of activity. So as I said, we want to measure different types of reactions, like N2N reactions, or in the first stage we can use 2 probably large neutron detectors placed at rather large distance, and we want to measure this reaction on boron-10 target. which produces boron 9 in a stable state. And by measuring time of flight of these two neutrons, we hope to be able to measure their energy of the low line level of this unstable nucleus, which is important for nuclear astrophysics. In the second stage of experiment, we think that we can use up to 32 neutron detectors to measure this with higher statistics, the same type of reaction. So as I said, we have started to develop some model for describing angular correlations in the inelastic scattering. It's based on the compound nucleus framework. But we perform some Thales calculations of some reactions, and we see that in this energy range, 14 MeV, up to 50% contribution can be from direct processes, so compound nucleus doesn't always work for description of the angular correlations, as I said. Then coming to this development of determination of searching for diamonds in kimberlite ores. So you see the method is described here. So you scan the ore by neutron generator pixels. So and you see local increase of count rate in the region of carbon 12 peak, which is 4.4 MeV approximately. So if the peak is increased in some position of kimberlite oil, then there is a probability that in this position there is a diamond. And currently this technique has been developed by Diamond Ltd, which is a company in Dubna. And they could reach the throughput of the installation of about 1 ton per hour for kimberlite oil, but this throughput is not sufficient for the industry. So they require at least 30 tons per hour or something like this. And we plan also to try, so this is some research work. We are not sure that we will get this result, but at least we want to try to continue in this direction to develop, to ask VNIA, who have already agreed, to develop a new neutron generator with larger number of pixels. And we hope that with this larger number of pixels, we could get higher sensitivity of the method and thus increase the throughput of the facility. So for the next 3 years, we ask for the following resources. So we want to create prototype of setup for elemental analysis and high resolution detector, high purity germanium detectors. For those, we ask $200,000. We want to purchase neutron detectors, basically for measuring end-to-end reactions, and also for some additional experiments with NN prime gamma reactions. We want to further develop digital electronics, purchase some targets, and a neutron generator is provided by the VNIR. Also some travel expenses. So total amount of budget for the 3 years is $570,000. So you see, this is rather small scale project. And in summary, I should say that our project is aimed at experimental investigations in the field of basic and applied nuclear physics using tag neutron beam. We propose to extend the project for the next 3 years within the framework of our team, with participation of 4 general laboratories and 11 external institutes. Total funding is $570,000 requested. A large part of the equipment is already available, and good experience of the team assures its successful realization. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Questions? Claude?
Okay. We heard the second time the presentation about Tanga project, and I realized that you have made quite significant progress, and I congratulate you for the progress which you presented. My question is, it seems to me that high purity germanium detectors would really do a much better job. Why are you not aiming at getting more germanium detectors?
We are aiming. Well, we want to start with not a large number of germanium detectors by several reasons. Well, first of all, they are potentially damaged by fast neutrons, so we want to start with one or two germanium detectors, which we have already started, but it was just test measurement. And second, they have to be, in order to use them efficiently, they have to be put close to the target. And if you put them close to the target, you cannot place them too many.
So okay.
We hope that two or three or four could be sufficient for all purposes.
Okay, thank you. I have a second question. Can you tell a little more about the Marchen project? Is there a chance to realize it in reality? What are the prospects of this project?
Which project? Marchen.
The Marchen, to study the Marchen soil.
Yes, this project is I just didn't give any results here, but because it's not fully in the framework of the Tangra project. It's a little bit separated, but partially in the Tangra project. There are some new results also in this project, and the reason why I do not include here, because nominally it didn't use the tagged neutron method. It used also neutron generators, but pulse neutron generator without tagging. But now they are trying also to study the possibilities of the tagged neutron method also in this project, in the investigation of the Marshall soil.
Okay, and so I would encourage to do that. I think this is a real wonderful far goal of Tangra. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Use it from your neighbor.
Okay, so my question is your future plan. So you want to equipped with a high resolution detector.
Yes, exactly.
So high resolution means so for gamma or neutron?
For gamma.
For gamma.
High resolution gamma detector, but also neutron. You are right. We want to get high energy resolution gamma detector, uh-huh, and high time resolution neutron detector.
So what kind of detectors do you see?
For gammas, it's high purity germanium.
High purity germanium.
So we also were thinking about lanthanum bromide, but I think they are not as good as germanium detectors. And for neutrons, we are still thinking about either plastics or liquid scintillator detectors with the possibility to separate neutrons from gammas by pulse shape analysis.
You told us that so high purity germanium detector is a neutron damage. So
yes, it can be neutron damage.
How to avoid that kind of problem?
To shield it properly.
To shield it.
Yes, the best way. And another thing, even if it can be damaged, so we already realized. First of all, there are two types of high purity germanium detectors, P-type and N-type, and one of them is more resistant to neutron damage, so we want to buy this one. And second, those which are can be neutron, those types which are more resistant, they have built-in facility, built-in device to heat it up and anneal to get rid of the neutron damage. So it's not so dangerous, we think, but this has to be tried. We have to try it.
So how about the neutron detector? What kind of neutron detector?
A neutron detector, it's liquid scintillator is the most probable, with like BC501 or NE213, with possibility to separate neutrons from gamma rays by pulse shape. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tableau, please.
Okay, just a follow-up question from Kim is on the neutrons. I see that you use Jean 4.
Yes.
Would the Fluka, which is much more efficient for low energy neutron fluence measurements, with Fluka, why choice of
Fluka? I think we also tried Fluka, but Jean, in our
Jean opinion, better
is more flexible because we have to determine different correlations, not only flux, but also correlations, yes, to simulate fully the work, the analysis procedure, and this is better, we think, in JUNT.
Okay.
Other questions? I have one on this digital electronics. You mentioned the development, and also there is the request for further development.
Yes.
What is special in this development? As commercially, there are several type of electronics for the germanium detectors, neutron detectors, and the others available already.
Yes.
So, what's specific for this development?
Actually, we are also thinking about commercial. This money which is planned for the development can be potentially spent for the commercial electronic. But the electronic that we started with, it was specially developed to use this ADCM 32 or 64. It was specially developed to use with tag neutron beam. So it was optimized for the resolution, count rate, and everything with Inc 27 neutron generator. And what is probably special, and probably I am not sure if it can be realized by commercial devices, we need to stand very high count rate. So it's well, as you see, this device can stand up to 10 to the 5 events per channel digitally, which is in standard KN electronics you cannot do it. And also we have to, so this number of events is transferred, can be transferred by full pulse shapes of the setup.
Yeah. So it depends what is the FPGA, of course, it depends. So it, think it's FPGA available also can commercially, it is really available. This kind of rates, it's not something exceptional.
It's not exceptional, this I agree. So we can also look for some commercial developments. Okay.
Yes, please.
What does mean 27 in the name of source?
Actually, I don't know. It's, I think, just serial number of they have different neutron generators, and I don't know what this number means.
Okay. I don't see other questions, so let's thank again. And we are going to the second topic for this team. Report on the team, investigations of neutron-nuclear interactions and the properties of the neutron. By Igor Litcha again.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, dear members of the committee and dear colleagues. In my short talk, I would like to make a report on the term investigation of neutron-nuclear interaction and properties of the neutron and proposal for extension of this term for next 3 years. The term was open in 2017. The leader of the term is Valery Shvitsov. He has three deputies, Yuri Kopach, Igor Vychagin, and Pavel Sedashev. Here the aims of the term, like they write in the abstract of the term, but in short, the SEM have three main scopes: investigation of violation of fundamental symmetries in neutron-nuclear interaction and related data, investigation of fundamental properties of neutron and UCN physics, applied and methodical research. And main direction of the research is investigation PET symmetry breaking interaction with neutrons, nuclear data measurements for neutron energy up to 1 GeV, research is very cold and ultra-cold neutrons, nuclear analytical methods and research for different fields of science, methodical research, development of the intense resonance neutron source iron, and in framework of the SEM, there is one project, Tangra, and you hear just now the report, Yuri Nikolaevich, about this activity. At the next slide, I would like to show more notable results obtained during the 2.5 years. Of the realization of this term, and I start from these results where for the first time was observed PO symmetry of alpha particle emission and reaction in alpha at boron 10. This experiment was done by corroboration of FLNP, PNPI, and ILL. Frankly say, this experiment was started before the term was opened. The main measurement was done in 2015-2016, but main results obtained in 2017. The measurement was done in the very intense, I think more intense in the world, beam line of the cold polarized neutron PF1B in ILL with intensity 10 to the 10 neutron square centimeters of paralyzed neutrons, and was obtained as a result of the coefficient of the symmetry at the level 10 to the minus 8. I think it's one of the most precise experiments with neutrons in the world. And this team are going to prepare now the new experiment, and they are going to look breaking the symmetry in the emission of P proton in NP reaction with the helium 3, because the helium 3 is a more simple system for the theoretical investigation. The next example is a set of experiments measured rot effect for gamma rays and neutron emitters from the fission uranium 5 induced by paralyzed neutron with different energies. Again, this is a result of the collaboration between FLNP, PNPI, and Garching. Rot effect is the angular anisotropy of a fission product emission, which appeared due to rotation of paralyzed fission nucleus. There is a special dedicated fission camera, with a detector of fission fragments surrounded by the set of the detectors of gamma rays and neutrons. And in the table, there are results of the asymmetry obtained in different years, 2012, 2017, 2018, for gamma rays and neutrons, dependence of the neutron energy. This group developed a theoretical model for explanation of this effect, and as I know, they obtained experimental result are in a good agreement with this model, and this group are going to preparing a new experiment with a neutron with energy about 1 electron volt, because this model predict enhancement of this effect in this energy neutron. The next example is the results of the set of experiments of the group Yuri Glidenov, Professor Glidenov, investigation measuring a cross section in reaction with the fast neutrons and charged particle in the exit channels. This is a list of the reactions that have been measured and energy of the neutrons. In these slides, there is a point obtained for the reaction T, NT double alpha and N alpha at the boron 10. But you see there is a big contradiction between the results of different groups at one and obtained results are closer to the measurement done in 1988. But maybe more interesting result is a reaction in measurement cross-section at the reaction with magnium. It's an alpha reaction and an alpha zero channel, independent of neutron energy in the region between 4 and 6 MeV. This cross-section interesting for cosmology because from this cross-section we can obtain cross-section for reverse alpha-N reaction at the neon. And this reaction is one of the main sources of the neutrons in the nucleus, cytos, protons, and the stars. The fruitful collaboration with ENTOF, cooperation with ENTOF collaboration continue. During these 2 years, our young scientists participated in the measurements in CERN. About 8 papers was published during this time. One of them, this is example of the measurement of the cross-section and gamma reaction at uranium 38 and the wide neutron energy range between 0.2 and 80 keV, 0.2 electron volts at 80 keV. With a very good accuracy, about 4 and 6%, and this cross section is in the list of high priority request list of Nuclear Energy Agency. Another paper reaction NP measurement, the cross section reaction NP at the beryllium 7, which was important cross section for the problem of distribution lithium in the universe. The new setup was constructed to study prompt neutron fission process and fission induced by resonance neutrons. The setup consists of the double chamber ionization camera, which allows to measure kinetic energy of the fission fragmented masses and the direction of the fission axis with a very good accuracy. This camera surrounded by set of the detectors of the fast neutron This is with a very big solid angle, 0.8 p. The chamber was, this setup was tested at the beam line of the IBR2 reactor. As a test was measured fast prompt fission neutron in the uranium, fission of the uranium-5. And at the plot, you see the number of the weight neutrons depend on the mass of the fragments and the total kinetic energy of the fragments. Now this setup mounted at the beam line of iron, the beam line 2. And the next, maybe in this year, will be used for the experiment. The group of the Professor Frank continue to investigate interaction of slow neutrons with matter and the extremely conditioned, particularly with the matter with accelerate with giant which moved with a giant acceleration. They developed a theoretical approach to this non-stational quantum mechanical problem, make simulation and construct experimental setup to test the theoretical approach. This is example of experimental setup which was constructed to search the UCN heating on the surface acoustic waves, neutrons with a cutted from the top spectrum fill the camera when they interact with a monocrystal sample with the excited surface acoustic waves with a frequency 35 megahertz and amplitude about 2 nanometers. It should increase interaction of UCN with this wave should increase energy about 140 nanoelectron volts. The upscattered neutron could be detected by a dedicated detector behind the Capra foil. The first test measurement showed that obtained experimental results, but with very poor statistic, is in contradiction with the theoretical predictions, but the measurement time was very small, and this group going to continue this measurement during this year and the next year. About Tanger project, we hear just now a very detailed report of Yuri Kopach. I just remember what, like a scientific results, the gamma spectra and angular distribution of gamma rays have been measured in the NN prime reactions for the 20 nuclei. I come to the point concerning the development of the intense resonance neutron source iron. During 2017, the iron work on the experimental for the experiment at the repetition rate 20-25 hertz, about 1,000 hours, with the two accelerator section of LINAC. It allowed us to make some methodical measurements. I'll say a little bit later about these results. In 2018, the facility was stopped for deep modernization of the cooling system because before we used the cooling system together with IBR2, and when we start operate with a second accelerated section, this power of the system became not enough for operation together iron and IBR during the warm part of the year, and it was solved to construct new separating cooling system. This work will have been done and finished in the beginning of the summer. Parallel with this work, we make a lot of improvement. We construct new ventilation of the target hole, mounted and test equipment for the regatta 2 setup. It was done renovation of room for the realization experiment with neutron activation analysis at iron. We construct a center inspection room and chemical laboratory. And now this work finished. Preparatory works were carried out for design of overhaul of experimental hall. Manufacturing some new details for the accelerator, like a waveguide. What is more important, we bought two new klystrons, which will allow us to operate with a frequency 120 Hz. This klystron was done in the end of this 2018 and in the beginning of this year they arrived to GNR, and now they store in the our laboratory. During this year, we start designing work of warehousing of experimental halls. We are going to start with a new cooling system routinely. It means what we would like to have a time schedule of the cycles of operating iron. I think this regular timetable started from this autumn. And we are going to mounting regatta 2 on its place. This is a picture how now we have a cool tower for a cooling system, two chillers, four heat exchange models. And this is how it looked the regatta 2 assembled for testing at the room. This is a new ventilation system, ventilation system for the touch hole, the room with the heat exchanger, new system for the deionization of the coolant of the accelerator, and the rooms for the neutron activation analysis after modernization. Also, a 3-electrode high-voltage electron gun for accelerator has been constructed and tested. A feature of this new gun is ability to control the pulse duration of the electron beam in the range between 40 and 400 nanoseconds. At the oscilloscope, which oscillograms, which was obtained and, during the test of this injector, you see the pulse of the trigger on the electron gun grid and corresponding the pulse of the electron current. Several words about applied research. When the iron worked in 2017, the methodical investigation was done at the request of Roscosmos. You maybe know the story when some engine for the proton launch vehicle was constructed out of the technological process, with the breaking of the technological process, particularly, namely, the some nozzles was soldered by wrong solder, and Roscosmos asked us to investigate possibility to determine by non-destructive methods which agent contain the wrong details. And you understand what this engine is, a very big, massive metal construction, and only chance we have to see this wrong soil is a Newton resonance technique. Fortunately for us, the wrong soil has a palladium, and you see the peaks. The spectra obtained with the different samples with the correct with the nozzles palladium free parts and the nozzles with the wrong soil contain the palladium, and the peak obtained from the pure palladium sample. And during this methodical research, we determined the sensitivity of our setup is about 2 mg/g. But unfortunately, while during this time which we make this investigation, the Roscosmos, they can wait us, and they start to cut this engine. And finally, when the results was obtained, they say, "But we don't need our result now because they disassemble of all wrong engine." As usual, a big job, a big activity is in the sector of neutron activation analysis. The main task of this sector is participation in the international cooperative program on effects in air pollution on natural vegetation and crops. Since 2014, the leader of this sector, Professor Fantasieva, is a coordinator of, of this program. During this year, they developed on together with the scientists from the Laboratory of Information Technology, they developed of the new website for this data management of system of this program. I just say what about 6,000 samples was collected during this term. About 2,000 samples they irradiate and measured every year, and about 1,000 the samples they investigate by atom absorption methods. These analytical methods they applied not only for the this program, they use it for the very different science direction for the medicine, agriculture, what else? A lot of. This is example. The next is example how they use this method to develop the bare absorption, to investigate the bare absorption and bare accumulation metals from the complex solutions. And this is a way how to make an industrial cleaning of the water. Also, during this period, the new cooperation with Museum of Moscow Kremlin was started. We get some samples from the remains of the human remains from the Moscow necropolis. And our activation analysis measurements in the IBR2 and iron show what the first wife of the Tsar Ivan Terrible and the Prince Skopin, Mikhail Skopin-Shuysky was poisoned by mercury. It was determined because we see a lot of mercury and arsenic in the remains, like a bone and air and hair. And I think what this interesting cooperation will be developed in the future with the Moscow Kremlin Museum. Okay, maybe the last results what I would like to show you. This is the investigation of the interactions of neutrons with nanostructured matter, particularly with the nanodiamonds. 10 years ago, we showed what this the diamond nanoparticles is a very effective reflector for the very cold neutrons and even for cold neutrons at the small grazing angles. 10 years we spent to find the technology how these particles could be cleaned from the admixture of the hydrogen to improve the reflectivity of this powder. Now we have a technology developed by our colleagues in France, and they can fluorinate the powder and change hydrogen to fluorine, and it allows us to increase the reflectivity. And this is a result for the raw powder and the fluorinated powder. And if we remove other contamination from the powder, we can reach reflectivity more than 90%, even for the neutrons with velocity 150 meters per second. And we believe that it allows us to use these reflectors for extraction of very cold neutrons at the neutron beams, and it will be useful for the research nuclear reactor, maybe even for the IBR2, and we hope for the future neutron source, which should be changed IBR2 after its decommissioning. A little bit numbers about our activity. Every year we have about 7 or 10 grants of the plenipotentiary of the GNR member states. The main part of these grants are in the activity of the neutron activation analysis. Every year we have about 70 publications in average. More than half of this publication is nice reviewed journals. About 60 reports at the different conference, a number of general prize for our works. Our scientists have, during this period, have 8 grants of Russian Foundation of Basic Research and Russian Scientific Foundation. This is a table with the money which was allocated for realization of our theme. You can see this, our budget is on the level which was proposed, which was estimated in the 7-year plan. Only in this year we have a little bit, not little, we have much more Money, it's because the previous year we can spend all money and some work was shifted to the this year, and Directorate allowed us to shift money too. In conclusion, we are proposed to extend this theme, the scientific theme, for the next 3 years. We would like to change the leader of the theme because Valery Shvitsov now the leader, a new theme in our laboratory dedicated to the developing of new neutron source. And we propose to have like a leader, Igor Rychagin, and two deputies, Yuri Kopach and Pavel Sedoshev. And main expected scientific results, or maybe main tasks, which we are going to realize. This is the measurements and search of period and period effects in relations, in reactions with polarized neutrons, measurements of new nuclear data in the energy range from the thermal to the 1 GeV, a measurement of angular energy relations in the emission of fragments, neutrons, gamma rays, and light charge particle in fission, measurement of angular correlation in the emission of gamma rays and neutrons in the interaction of 40 MeV target neutrons with nuclei. It's in the framework of the TANGA project. Theoretical and experimental investigation of non-stationary quantum effects with slow neutrons, theoretical and experimental investigations of model of interaction of slow neutrons with diamond nanostructures, elemental analysis of layered solid state structures with a depth resolution of about 10 nanometers, measurement of the concentration of hydrogen atoms at the level above 1% and concentration of heavy elements above 10 to the minus 2, determination of elemental composition of various samples using nuclear physics methods for environmental and life science studies. Expected methodical results. As a first of all, the main methodical results, we are going to get stable operation of iron for the physics experiment and increase its intensity by rising the frequency repetition rate. Development of methods of polarization of neutrons and nuclei for experiments to search for effects in parity relation and time invariance in neutron-nuclear interactions. Construction of prototype of polarized nuclear target. Modernization of the electrostatic generator EG5. I forgot to say what now we have a problem to realize measurements with fast neutrons because our Van de Graaff accelerator is a quite old machine, and now we can extract the beam to the target. The current is became less than 1 microamp, and we are going to make deep modernization of this accelerator. For the realization program with the charge particles, in the final channel, we start cooperate with the Institute for Institute for Physics and
Power Engineering.
Thank you. In Obninsk, and we are going to use the tendertron accelerator for this experiment. Modernization of the setup for measuring angular and energy correlation in neutron-nuclear interaction using the TAC neutrons, what Yuri Nikolai said before. Development of techniques and construction of prototype of experimental setup for measuring the neutron lifetime in beamline 1 of the IBR reactor. I think the last 3 point, modernization of Van de Graaff accelerator, development of new paralyzed nuclear target and development methodics for the lifetime measurement at the beam, we will formulate like a separated project in the framework of our theme, and two reports about intention of the was during this session, I think. Also, like expected methodical results, we would like to get commissioning of Regatta 2, construction of prototype of very cold neutron source in this testing on the extracted neutron beam for the IBR2 or high-flux reactors. Development and construction of detector and data acquisition equipment for the measuring period effects in the NP reaction at the helium-3 with a cold polarized neutron. Development and construction of neutron detector for space vehicles and creation of neutron activation analysis.
creation of neutron activation analysis database for the Institute of Nuclear Physics in Almaty, Kazakhstan. This is the estimated budget for realization of this program. You see that we are not going to spend a lot of money for the development of the iron. We just would like to start operate it routinely. The essential money we are going to spend for the development of experimental and engineering infrastructure. It includes the modernization of the Van de Graaff accelerator and modernization of the experimental halls of the iron. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Questions? Yes, Vali.
I am impressed by the quality and diversity of the results obtained at your laboratory, but still have two critical remarks or questions. One is the following.
Two remarks and two questions.
We will see. The first. in neutron physics, there is an intensively developed field of technologies of delivering neutrons, transportation, shaping, polarization, and so on. This is not covered, and this defines the quality, more or less, of experiments which are behind. You have very good source of neutrons, but less good systems of delivery of neutrons at the existing reactor. And I do not see that there is a special effort to improve these facilities, these techniques at the new reactor, which is going to be constructed. This is not covered by nuclear physics pack, as I see, and as far as I know, this is not covered by solid-state physics pack. Who takes care of techniques needed for the delivery of neutrons, for the detection, large size, position-sensitive detectors, polarization analysis, and so on?
Okay. You're absolutely right. And in our lab, there's a dedicated department of the department who are responsible for the construction of the spectrometers at the IBA2. In principle, this department developed all spectrometers, and they are responsible for the polarization, neutron guides, but usually we buy neutron guides product produced by other Swiss Neutronics or other company. But this department calculates the shape of the neutron guides for optimization of the flux at the sample. And I hope when we choose the type of the new source which we will construct, we start to optimize the neutron guides for any spectrometer which we'll use and which will be constructed. From the point of view of the nuclear physics, we start to think about the polarizer in the wide energy range with a polarized nuclear target, and the intention of this project will be, I think, after my report. Mm-hmm.
But I think this would be still interesting to have some, I do not know when and by whom, detailed report about infrastructural developments in Dubna. And I have a second question.
Okay. I think it should be together with a scientific program for the new source. So-called white book, when we should formulate the scientific program for the new source, mentioned like a result of the new SAM open at the leadership of the Valery Shvetsov. It's open for the next 3 years. I think this book should be ready till the end of 2022.
And the short question. IREN project is important for the nuclear physics at your laboratory. As far as I understand, you are starting routine measurements on the source, or there will be still many stages of its improvement and development?
Of course, now the intensity of the source is not very high. But we see what the more crucial things now to start a routine operation of the sort for the fixed level. We should stop try to improve the source because people should have how to say, regular way to measure with neutrons, to make measurements. In principle, we have several steps. We know which several steps we should done. We should make to improve intensity, to increase intensity. One of them is the installation of the new klystrons and increase repetition rate. But we are going at least 1 year work routinely with a fixed intensity. Don't try to improve it.
I continue last question. Sorry, first of all, we discussed concerning IRN facility during many years. All schedule was destroyed concerning the intensity up to 10 to 14. New. Up to now, we have the same intensity. It means the regular exploitation for what, if you haven't enough intensity of neutron beam? It's the first question. Second question, concerning the period effect. I remember during at least last 30 or 40 years, this process studied in ILL. The collaboration, Gatchina, ETEP, and now also sometimes. What is the new? These are my two questions.
The first question about the why we need to run with a small intensity. I think if you have a polarized neutrons beams, we can measure with the existing intensity the nuclear data, the spin separated cross section, and so on. The other things, it's a possibility to develop methodical thing, for example, with a T-odd breaking, which impossible to measure to get the physical results of this intensity which we now have, but possible to measure in another place. But for methodical research, we need, for methodical development, we need source to test our systems and setup. It's about, it's my answer for the first question, and for the second, about experiment in ILL. The new is a new reaction. Now they are going to use the NP reaction with the helium-3, and as I understand, it's a more simple system for the theoretical explanation and to calculation of the influence of the weak interaction in this process.
And another question concerning the Tangra project. It's good project. Nevertheless, I come back to another problem concerning the nuclear data. We have big book special program. It's really necessary to continue to study the new neutron data. What kind of neutron data for all actinide? Materials studied during many years, and what's the problem in this connection?
The nuclear data for the nuclear engineering, it's other theme. You know that there is a list. One of the examples I have shown our measurement in recent of collaboration. But concerning the Tangra project, as I know, this is a not crucial thing for the these cross sections, which we measure, not a crucial thing for the engineering, but this is a new approach to make this measurement. I am not sure what this results present in other place. I think this cross section measured for the first time, and they have a theoretical problem how to describe this angle distribution. And as I know, they try to develop a theoretical model for describing of this process and compare this theoretical prediction with the results, with experimental results. Maybe Yuri would like
yes.
to add something.
We have a comment.
I would like also to give a comment concerning the nuclear data and the requirements. You are completely right that studies are already for 60 years, but for specific isotope, Neptunium-37, which we are planning to use as a fuel in one of the options of our neutron source. Mm. Our colleagues at NICAID, when they are calculating the balance of reactivity, they are telling us, we have this value positive at the moment, slightly positive. But the errors for this value are very big because we do not know well the cross-sections and parameters of this Neptunium 37. So that's a specific example how it influences onto the designing approach to the new facilities.
Mm. Thank you. It's a very good example which we touch.
I may add also to the Tangra project. So there are two points to measure the data, nuclear data for the Tangra project. First is, as Igor said, there is no theory for angular correlations in this energy region of 14 MeV. And second, we want to develop a really full-scale procedure for analyzing elemental content. And for that, we need to know precisely the cross-sections of the data for yields of gamma lines, of gamma rays for different elements. And this is absolutely not known for most of the elements, for this energy region.
Yes.
And my last question concerning the ultra-cold neutron source. As I remember, we discussed this problem in previous PAC meeting and discuss maybe in future to join the efforts together with new reactor in Gatchina, with peak reactor, in order to have very nice ultra-cold neutron source. What situation today concerning this problem? Valery, it's to you.
Okay. yes, several years ago, we proposed our project for the new type of the ultra-cold neutron source and for the peak reactor. I reported this proposal during several meetings, during our ICIN, where was people from the PNPI. Moreover, I made this report in the commission, expert community who proposed experimental program for the peak reactor. But till now, we don't see any response from the people in Gatchina, but we still try. For example, at the beginning of the next week in the St. Petersburg was a big conference scattering neutrons, European conference for the scattering neutrons, and I again have a report about the source and proposal for the peak reactor. And maybe we will push the situation and we'll get results.
Yeah, I guess that we have still several questions. Please try to make short questions, short answer, please.
Mm. Okay, I have lost a little bit control of the neutron sources. What is the competition between IBR2 neutron source and IREN? Are they similar or different in use, or how is the development of these sources? What's the competition between these two neutron sources?
Who? It's a really, for me, difficult question because I don't see real competition. It's absolutely different sources, and the principle apply different techniques, but the same neutron scattering, but the different technique time
intensities,
of fire.
Intensities are about the same?
Sorry?
The intensities, neutron intensities, are about the same of these sources?
You ask about ultra-cold neutron source, or like a neutron source at all? I don't maybe understand questions. You would like to compare the intensity of eyelid reactor and aperture reactor?
Yeah.
Okay. The eyelid reactor is a steady-state reactor. It has 10 to the 14 neutron flux density in the active core. And the extracted beam wind, it's what Valery asked. At the extracted beam wind, they have 10 to the 9, 10 to the 8, 10 to the 10, as we see, neutron per square centimeter per second. And the IBR2, it's a pulse neutron source. It's average flux density at the surface of the moderator, 10 to the 13. It's 10 times less than IL. But at the IBR2, at the sample position, we have two or three order magnitude less than the IL. It's because we have a specific distance. We have a specific construction and technological system. We can install neutron guides very close to the surface of the moderator. We lost about 6 meters of the neutron guide. And our neutron guides, we start to improve it, what Valery asked. We need new optics, neutron optics. But we move in this direction step by step. During the last 5 years, we changed neutron guides for the more modern and the super mirror neutron guides, and we increase the intensity at our source, at our sample position.
Okay. No other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again. And we have two more topics before the poster presentations. The next one is the letter of intent to open new project, construction of a prototype of the setup for measurement of the neutron lifetime using the time of flight method.
Good day. I have to present you our project for creation of prototype of an installation for measuring the neutron lifetime using time of flight method. Today have two methods for measuring neutron lifetime. One of these is beam method, and second the method of storage of UCN. Today there are situations when neutron lifetime measured by beam method and differ from neutron lifetime measuring by storage method. Differ this neutron lifetime is about 8 seconds. You see. Our method is then we have to measure neutron top spectrum and on one base and measure neutron flux spectrum on other the flight path, and we have to differ in this spectrum on this value. Our in this situation, we have a very small neutron flight path, which is maybe about 20 or 40 meters only. In this situation, the differ of this spectrum is very small, and we have to define possibility to use this method. For this, we measure spectrum, top spectrum on the 30 meter base. Our experimental channel, and to do any modeling graph which is presented this on the line. With this modeling graph, we do simulation of possibility this method in really for first channel of reactor IBR2 for base, flight bases, 10 meter and 30 meter. In this we see that we can detect neutron lifetime with accuracy about 2 seconds. In this case, when we detected about 6 × 10^16, it is very very large value. And what we can I will measure neutron flux in region from 5 millivolt to 300 millivolt, measured on 10 meter flight path, is 4 × 10^7. If we will be use a 30 meter flight path, in this case the number neutron was about 4 × 10^6 in neutron per centimeter per second. The if we will use a detector with square about 4,000 centimeters, we can detect it about 2 × 10^10 neutron per second. In this case, we have to measure about during 34 days for measuring with accuracy about 2 seconds on the first channel. But in this use very ideal condition when efficiency detector was equal and background is absent and gas in the neutron guide was absent. In real case, we have other situation and we performed any simulation to determine possibility to measure a real experiment. And in this situation, we determined that neutron background was equal about 10^-6. Then measure the pressure of gas in the neutron guide was about 10^-6 of torr, and we developed any method for compensation different efficiency for other detector by spectrum calibration. Here we can see that using any properties of this method, we can experimentally determine influence of this way. I'm sorry. Background and on our experiment, which may be detected experimentally, and if we, for example, will be measure transmission effect from a target which we very good know is a cross neutron cross section. We can determine our experimental possibilities for measure neutron lifetime. In our aim, our project is we have to make a simulation neutron lifetime measurement by TOF method, creating method for recording neutron flux about 10 power 11 neutron second, modeling and development of neutron beam formation system with minimum background level, creating background measurement method and accuracy level about 10 minus 4. Create a prototype of installation for measuring the neutron lifetime by TOF. Today we, I'm sorry, our installation in principle is have the picture. This is a collimator, this main detector too, and detector for background measurement, and vacuum pumper. Yes, I'm sorry. Wait. No. Yes. Wait. No. This is an example of our first attempt to measure background on our channel in by counting method. This is a simulation background influence on the time of flight. This is simulation show was we can use a spectrum calibration. This is a picture shows where the probability neutron decay depends on pressure residual gas. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Questions? Yes, please. Ready? Yes, please.
I have a question.
After clock.
Only 10 to the minus 5 of neutrons are decaying on the flight from the source to the detector. You want to measure neutron lifetime with accuracy 10 to the minus 3. This means that you have to control efficiency of your detector with accuracy 10 to the minus 8 in all points of your detector. Is it in principle possible?
By using our modeling experiment, we can do it, but really we have to do on the this prototype installation. Our detector, as I do, have to any section for which section will be calibrated, spectral calibrate on monitor. And the results for each section will be calibrated.
This is approximately accuracy 10 to the minus 4, what you told. You need 10 to the minus 8. How do you want to achieve it?
Значит, я вам тогда по-русски отвечу, да? Вот сейчас двумя словами. Вот. Значит, конечно, эта задача труднорешаемая, то есть она должна быть сделана экспериментально, потому что симуляцию мы можем проводить, но мы реально не знаем, скажем, как меняется толщина стенки детектора, это большая даже зависимость, потому что формально, вот по интенсивности у нас все проходит. Ну как, вот с точностью до тех самых 2 секунд, за 34 сутки. Ну, правда, и калибровка займет примерно столько же времени. Вот мой опыт работы по измерению поинтчетных эффектов пропускания показал, что когда мы рассчитывали, допустим, на измерение в течение месяца для одного элемента, нам потребовалось 2, ну, 4, это еще год заняло, и год примерно подготовки. Вот примерно.
Калибровка займет во столько больше времени, сколько у вас пикселей, потому что вам каждый пиксель нужно прокалибровать с этой точностью.
Нет, нам не надо каждый пиксель калибровать с этой точностью. Мы используем интегральный метод измерения.
You can hear the translation. There is a translation if you.
You need much more time to accumulate statistics for the calibration because you need to calibrate each pixel of your detector.
Эксперимент покажет. Потому что, конечно, нулевой опыт, он должен быть сделан в этом случае, но вот реально, значит, ну, надо смотреть. Тут больше не надо. Ну, то есть мы дальше будем работать как со всей статистикой. Если я меряю 2-секундную, имею калибровку и 2-секундную точность измерения основных, ну, соответственно, квадратично сложим и получим, соответственно, чего там корень из 8. Вот это будет точность. Только так.
Of course, in lifetime experiments, all of these experiments is systematics. And in your experiment, I see one of the big problems, how can you make sure the Newton spectrum in the first location is the same as in your second location on the level of 10 to the minus 5?
Значит, мы это должны измерить реально. И вообще-то говоря, трудно увидеть причины. Если мы сформировали пучок, который летит ни с чем не взаимодействуя, как он будет менять свой спектр?
Well. Yes, but Newtons are like a gas, so it will be very difficult to prove that the composition of the Newtons are still unchanged apart from the Newton decay, of course.
Я бы сказал так, что в принципе, если вы работаете с УХН, то это может быть где-то как газ при определенных условиях. Но если вы имеете пучок нейтронов, то вы имеете прямую видимость пучка, крылья пучка и некое гало рассеяния. Все это может быть измерено.
Okay, I mean, it is a very ambitious and difficult experiment, definitely. And one has to prove all these systematics.
Yeah, I just heard important reminder that this is contrary to the projects which are ongoing. This is just a letter of intent.
Yeah.
So of course we should use arguments, but this is not ongoing project. So.
Yeah. This is kind of a warning that to really do this experiment correct, there is a lot of efforts to understand the systematics. Okay.
Ви совершенно правы. Ну, мы поэтому это и заявляем сейчас как прототип, вот, где мы должны выполнить все указанные измерения. То есть оценить наши возможности на каждом из этих этапов.
Okay, I think that we have to go to the last point on the agenda. Thank you very much for the presentation and the questions, answers. So then we have the last presentation, which is the letter of intent to open a new project. Construction of a prototype of polarized nuclear target.
Он работает? Mm-hmm. So, creation prototype polarized nuclear target. So, okay. So, so in measurement of the sum effect that I used polarized neutron, for example, P odd correlation. Correlation is written as correlation between spin neutron and the other vector. So, but in reality, there are correlation between spin compound nuclei and other vector. So, and then neutron captured by nuclear, there are two states with G plus one third and G minus one third, and these states has different polarization. And as a result, this polarization negate each other. So, so what this is, obvious advantage is, if we will have polarized nuclear target. So, for example, if we have nuclear with target nuclear with spin G, when polarized, we may to do population other levels except one, zero, and all population nuclear to bring to one project that is G. Then if we to do interaction with neutron, we will get OG plus 1 second, OG minus 1 second, plural. So it is will allow to count what counted a new measurement of pivot effects while simultaneously the reverse of the spin of the nucleus and the neutron. It's possible. Quantum new measurement of T and rot effect, and except we to measure separated cross section, especially fissile nuclei. It's very important because with one spin, we switch off other spin, and vice versa, and we have clear interaction with one spin with other, and we can decide that what that mean. So separate different this cross section and so on. What the composition of the experimental setup? Nuclear dynamic nuclear dynamic polarized. Nuclear target, there is by with 0.3. 0.1, this is polarizer, 2 and 4 is spin flipper in comma, because they have they is not traditional flipper. And 5, it's another analyzer polarization. What? There are some difficulties when we will polarize nuclear target. There are two part of sketch. The left part sketch is for nuclear with spin 1 second. In magnetic field, we have such level, and in the such field for nuclear with spin g, for example, 3 and 1 second, we have 7 level. For successful polarization, distance between levels must be good. So, polarization is when I think you know, but for good polarization in a large volume, for spin 1 second, we need a uniform magnetic field about 10⁻⁴. So for polarization. Spin much more, we must have polarization more better on 10⁻⁴. This this forced us to use magnet other configuration. If for 10⁻⁴ we need Helmholtz construction, so I write formula. Helmholtz magnetic field is symmetric, so there are only terms. So Helmholtz used force power and solenoid with cutout 6. So solenoid with cutout produced more uniform field, but it closed neutron pass. So there are decision. What this target is dynamically polarized in high homogeneity, what called solenoid, Вот, then target is temperature of target is lowering to very small temperature. Это magnetic field from 5 Tesla we do small, then switch on intrinsic coil and we remove outer solenoid is cut out, such we froze polarization. But there are experience in the world, the time of life may be very large. So after this, we must to decide how to control polarization of the neutron that fly from a neutron polarizer to a nuclear target. There are some sketch that demonstrate opportunity of so-called adiabatic flipper. In this, neutron is followed for changing magnetic field with precision, and we have on the sum, okay, on the sum distance polarization. What for? Okay. We what adiabatic adiabatic control for polarization have a very large dimensions, especially for big energy. For example, for thermal neutron, that is about 1 meter, and increases with velocity. So for 25 EV, it will be 15 meter. But we suggest this simple devices. That is a rectangular coil in magnetic screen. This imitate pseudo infinite solenoid that must have a uniform field and use precision of the spin neutron in this field. If we put on the path of neutron two such simple devices perpendicular to the neutron path and perpendicular to each other, we will process, we will imitate as polar system coordinate, because one first coil, for example, rotate on the sum polar angle theta, and second on the azimuth angle phi. So we can to do any direction spin. So no. It's what is supposed to be carried out within the framework. So we have, from the early times, 5 Tesla superconducting magnet with large field, large area of homogeneity, diameter 70 millimeter on 20. And we will do on the first, we intend to do in the first years on the first stage neutron dynamically polarized target on the hydrogen, and it will be used as polarizer. And when we will get a experience with dilution, refrigerate, and so on the second stage, we will attempt to create nuclear target with a spin more than 1, 2, and so on. So and so.
Thank you. Questions? We have few time for questions.
Sorry. What is the nuclei? You will be from this. What is the nuclei? Target of each nuclei.
Target of each nuclei? I think it is very large series of nuclei.
For example.
For example. So I shall see. For example, lantano. So this what this construction is suitable for measuring TOD correlation threefold correlation on lantano when the 0.74 eV resonance.
Sorry, it's a with large gas or soil.
What?
It will be the gas or solid target.
Solid.
It's not possible.
Sorry, I understand. Don't. Sorry, I don't understand the dynamic polarization solid, of course, solid, crystal maybe. Yes, crystal, with doping paramagnetic nuclear. So, dynamic polarization. This dynamic polarization did free electron as instrument for dynamic polarization. Well, not optic excitation as in helium-3.
Valery?
I have a question. Your target requires very low temperature. Are you going to buy cryostat to build yourself, to build in cooperation with someone? What is the idea?
On the first stage, I think we will construct this cryostat in our laboratory. And if, because there are, I see many difficulties, many construction decision, and when we will get experience, then in the future maybe we will use commercial cryostat such.
This is also the letter of intent. Can we estimate more about the cost of this setup? If fully constructed with the magnet which you have already and this cryostat and so on?
So, as we have cryostat on 5 Tesla, that is about one third of cost of this installation. So we will work with this magnet superconducting, and when we will be success, we'll get a success on the first stage. We ask to do my second stage with a new apparatus, with a new cooling system, and so on. There are success in the technique cryogenic, so pulsed tubes. It's possible not use large volume of cryogenic liquids, but work in the cycle, so polarizing nuclear target must be very portable.
Вадим, вопрос был, сколько стоит?
So, I don't know. I think that not very exact estimation that next 3 years we must use about $1 million if it's possible, because we must use very expensive pumping, microwave, love you, automatization, so on.
Okay, we have to stop the discussion here. Let's thank all the speakers of both sessions. And now I have very short announcements. So we'll start immediately the poster presentations by young scientists together with coffee break. These are the good news. Then we have, I would like to ask the committee members to go down to this room where we have the deliberation at 5:35. So we'll have 40 minutes coffee break. And then for others, we'll meet again at 5:50 here. 5:50 here back. And in the room downstairs, 5:35. Enjoy the coffee.